All right, here we go. Good to see you all today. And let me see the names I can see here. Excellent. Akshit, Anita, Ashmeet, Chomil, Gokul, Kavita, Magdalena, Monica, Niranjan, Shreya, Shubhra, Zara, and maybe a few more of you will join. So welcome. And today's session is an orientation and overview of what we're going to be doing with this 9-month course. Thank you for signing up. And as always, I usually am quite ambiguous about what I offer. So I appreciate your enthusiasm and willingness to go for something ambiguous. But it's going to get less ambiguous, I promise, after today's orientation. So I'm going to start with the sound of my bowl. Take a minute to just tune in.
And just allow yourself to fully arrive here for today's session. Being as present as you can with your posture, with your breath, with your current emotional landscape, exactly the way it is. Nothing has to change. Some of you might be feeling quite alert. Some of you may be a little tired from the day. Just witness it. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly open your eyes. All right, welcome again. And I'm going to be giving you a quick tour of what this course is about, what's the aim of this course, how to make the most of this course, some of the things that we'll be exploring in this course. And toward the end, I'm happy to take your questions as well. All right. So the aim of this course, from my perspective, is first of all, the word tapas comes from the word tapasya, or it's a part of the word tapasya, which is a kind of inner friction, inner heat generation, which is what burns away our old patterns. So the first aim of this course is deeper practice. And that's a lot of what this is about. I'm going to be guiding you, supporting you, 4 hours every week, which I hope you attend live. And if you can't attend live, then you attend at least one of them live. And the other one, you can watch the recording. And also, I'm going to be recommending you take another hour a day for your own practice. Now, what that practice is, we can help you decide. Maybe you already have a practice going. That's great. It can have elements of what we are learning in the course. It can have elements of what's already working for you. But an hour a day for yourself. So one aim of this course is deeper practice. A lot of people last year there was such a lot of uncertainty, including death and with COVID and things like that. So we've seen how uncertain life is. And sometimes quite young and healthy people can suddenly die. So we don't know how much time each one of us has. And I would like this to be one of those courses which really equips us to have the sense that I did not neglect my inner life. I did not neglect taking a clear look at what this birth is about and what this life is about, and looking back at my own body, my own mind, my own sense of being. So this is the course that I feel in the last moments of our life, we can smile and say, yeah, that was something really worthwhile that I invested in. So deep practice is one of the important aims of this course. Conscious community is another important aim. So as we go through this 9 months together, to come to know each other and to rely on each other. So it's not just each one of you connecting with me, but also connecting with each other in this process. Today's call is a webinar, so you only get to see me. In future calls, we'll have a meeting format, so you will get to see each other as well. And I do recommend, if possible, keeping your video on. Unburdening is another important aspect of this course, which means in any moment, what's keeping you from being completely at ease? And chances are it's some judgment, it's some belief about how things should be, how you should be, how the world should be, how others should be. So unburdening ourselves of all of these notions, all these ideas. And in the process, unlocking our full potential, our true potential. What are innate abilities we have that because of some limiting ideas and beliefs have been held back, right? So unlocking our potential and just being more expressive, more creative, more bold in many ways. And in the process, living more fully. And like, you know, children come into the world with their fists kind of closed. And then when we grow up and we die, our palms are empty. It's like we've come full of potential and we're here to give it all away. So dying empty. And dying doesn't just have to be some event in the future. We can die right now to all our identities. We can empty ourselves of all kinds of notions that we have about ourselves. One of the nice definitions of spirituality is dying before you die. Great definition. I think of my life as being about learning wholesome things, meaningful things, practicing them to the best of my ability, and then sharing them, sharing the things that I think are useful and helpful. So in the same way, this course will also be about learning and practicing and sharing. And I also encourage you to learn and practice and share the thing that you found really meaningful with others as well. I want you to think of yourself not just as students. I want you to think of yourself as teachers, because you are. And you don't have to be a formal spiritual teacher to be a teacher. Each one of us in our own way is an influence to someone, is an inspiration to someone. So we are all teachers, whether we like it or not. And brightening and lightening the path. What brightens the path makes things more clear. And what lightens the path makes it less heavy and serious and, you know, a sense of, oh my God, if I make a mistake, everything's going to go bad. So just a more forgiving path. So there's a nice book by Jack Kornfield called A Path with Heart. So it doesn't matter what path you take, make sure the path has heart. And what is this path? It's a journey from here to here. It's not to the next place. It's not to some vague idea of what we should be. It's a fierce encounter with our life exactly the way it is. It's a journey from here to here, which is the only real journey worth taking. Really showing up where we are. And I love this quote by Byron Katie. She defines her process as knowing what thought hurts and what thought doesn't. So if you can even just get that from this entire 9 months, you can just get clear about what ways of thinking are hurting us and what ways are not. Suffering is arguing with reality. What are the different ways in which we argue with the way things are? So knowing what thought hurts and what thought doesn't is a really great definition of maturity and wisdom. And I'd also like in this course for you to be the author of the book of your own life. Instead of all constantly relying on others, reading other books, other people, to start relying more on our own life experience. And I like this example of one of our family friends who every year sends out a document which has his best life lessons. Best life lessons in business, in relationships, in spirituality. And he edits it every year. The document gets edited and updated and more refined. And he says, this is my real legacy. More than anything else I leave behind, this document is my legacy. And he distributes it to all his family and friends. So in the same way, whether you do it in a written format or whether you do it in some other format, like a blog, or you have maybe a more creative, artistic way of doing it. But I would like you to start compiling what for you are your most important life lessons. What for you are the most important learnings? What for you are the most inspiring, expansive things? And in this way, honoring your own life, your own spirit. And one nice way of summarizing it is being a channel of blessings. So that's how I've summarized my intention for the course. And as we start the course, I'm also going to be encouraging you to get clear about your intention, because it's not just about what I want, it's also about what you want, because it's a co-created course. And while I do have an idea of what I want to present, I also am very open to each one of you adjusting that trajectory so that each one of us can really feel that this is our course and we're taking this journey together. The structure of each session. So I invite you to log in before we start, anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes before we start, and there'll typically be some music playing. And then once we start, I usually ring my lovely bell like I did today, and we can be quiet for a minute or two. Just empty yourself, just be quiet, just be still. And then let the intention find you. You may have a broad intention for the whole course, but it'll also be nice for you to have a specific intention for each session, or at least have what I call conscious non-intention. So either have an intention or surrender and just trust the best thing will happen. And so writing it down would be nice. Keeping a journal, I'm going to be recommending in a moment. It's a good idea to have a journal for this course. It could be a physical journal, or it could be a digital journal as well. Something nice about a physical journal, which I recommend. And then it'll be nice, I was thinking, if we start each session with some kind of a song or a chant or an invocation. And in the beginning, I might go, but as the course progresses, I'd like to invite some of you who'd like to present a song or a chant or a bhajan or some teaching or some prayer. It'll be nice to hear from many of you. So that'll be something we can have at the beginning of the session. And then I think we'll have a quick check-in, just how we're doing, how things gone since last time. I may ask a few people to share, or we can share in the chat, how you've been doing. A little very quick check-in. And that's when the main session begins. It'll be about 90 plus minutes of some learning and some practice. At some point during the session, I will give you an attendance code. This is to check that you've actually attended and you're not just zoned out. And also, for if you're running the recording, then you have to watch out for when the attendance code comes. You never know when it'll come. It might come in the beginning, it might come in the middle, it might come in the end. So the attendance code for today, for example, is the name of this fun game called Dobble. And that's your attendance code, D-O-B-B-L-E. And this is something you'll have to share with Lata, who will be keeping track of attendance. I would like to encourage 100% attendance. If you can't attend live, then you watch the recording. And if you have a very compelling reason, do let us know. Of course, we would be happy to accommodate you, but I do want you to aim to attend all sessions. There are 72 sessions, and each one has an important learning, and each one is going to support you. So make a commitment to that. You might have a break, although 2 hours is not that long, but maybe if you need, we may take a 5-minute break in between. One fun idea I have is to have what's called window into your world, which means toward the end of every session, invite one of you to just put on your video camera, your laptop or your phone camera, and just show us what looks out of your window, or where do you stay, or some part of your home. Maybe in the past we've had people show us their prayer room, or people have shown us the nice view from their window, the veranda. Just give us a peek into your world. Which part of the world are you in, and what are you doing, and how is it going? And this is also a way of building community and using the power of this digital medium. So that's something we'll do for 2 or 2 to 5 minutes. And then also toward the end, invite you to reflect on the session we just had, some ideas, some journaling, some insights. If you want to appreciate someone or something from that session. And there's a nice teaching called implementation intentions, which means don't just have vague ideas like I want to meditate more, but very specific that I want to meditate for 10 minutes within the first hour of waking up. And I will do it in my living room. So in my living room, within the first hour of waking up, or you could be even more precise, after I finish brushing my teeth, I will sit and meditate for 10 minutes. So you got very clear about what you'll do. I will watch the breath, for example. I'll meditate, watch my breath for 10 minutes in my living room after I brush my teeth. And what they found was when you make and craft your intention in that precise way, the chances of you actually doing it get dramatically, exponentially increased. So if you want to convert some of the learnings into something that you do, then I invite you to create implementation intentions. What you're doing, when you're doing, where you're doing, for how long you're doing. And is there any announcements? Then that will be happen toward the end of the session. And of course, we end with a lovely Mayurma. You can see behind me, most of you know this, but there's a lovely symbol. It's called Mayurma. It's a symbol of loving wishes. So you take your hands up. You can try this if you like. And just draw a heart in the air. And then multiply by infinity 3 times. And then you say, Mayurma. And so we end with Mayurma and some blessings. So that's going to broadly be the structure of each session. Some of you have done sessions with me before, so this is not that unfamiliar. But there are a few extra things like attendance codes and window into your world and a few other things like that. Now we come to the preparation. How do you prepare for the session? It's not that complicated. I'd like you to have a journal of some kind and writing materials. If you want to get creative, you can even have colored like sketch pens or colorful pencils or things, because some people like to write in different colors. But basically some kind of a journal and writing material. I recommend a physical journal, but if some of you prefer doing a digital journal, that's fine as well. Another important element is a quiet, undistracted place and keeping it as clean and pleasant as possible. So you can prepare this. Recently, I had a course called Light Body Activation and people had actually prepared an altar. They'd kept some crystals, pictures of their teachers, and anything that was inspirational to them. So I would love for you for these sessions to have a quiet, undistracted place in your home, which is meant for these sessions. And also inform your loved ones and work colleagues what you're doing so that there's no confusion, there's no doubt. And let them know that you're doing this course and you do need those 2 hours twice a week to do this course. And you would appreciate not being disturbed at that time. Again, like I said, you can join 5 to 15 minutes before each session so you can start punctually. And also, if you're not using your phone for the session, then put your phone away. And if you are using it, then put it on some kind of do not disturb mode. Because especially if you're meditating and then there's a phone call, it can be quite jarring. So find a way to keep your phone on a non-disturbed setting. Now, what are the themes and topics? This is what I'd like to share. Practices for letting go. First of all, each topic, even though I've listed it like this, it may not always be that linear, but I'm thinking each topic we'll have a minimum of 4 hours on. Some may be a little bit more, a little bit less, but broadly about 4 hours per topic. We're going to be exploring different practices for letting go and really practicing it. That's what's powerful about this kind of course. Gratitude and appreciation. This for me was a big game changer. This approaching my life with gratitude. Everything in my life, including the challenges. So thankful. The power of gratitude. Meditation and mindfulness. While it'll be infused throughout the course, also specific teachings on meditation and mindfulness. Self-inquiry and the direct path. The direct path is without too much philosophy, without too much theory, directly turning your attention towards some aspect of your experience and seeing what insight you get. So both self-inquiry and the direct path teachings I find to be incredibly powerful. Effortless manifestation. In a way, the whole universe is just doing its thing effortlessly. Can we align with that effortless rhythm of the universe? So teachings around less efforting, less hard work, and more heart work. That will be something we'll explore. Then awareness and intention games. It's nice to gamify things. So I also call these ascension games, which raise our consciousness. So we'll be exploring some of those. Brahma Viharas are a teaching which include loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity of mind. So activating and practicing the Brahma Viharas. I've had an entire retreats where we've just done Brahma Viharas, 5 days, 6 days. We only practice Brahma Viharas. And for some people, that's some of the most powerful retreats I've done with them. Then exploring some wisdom literature and scriptures. Energy of blessings. This is when you focus on how you're already blessed and blessing even the challenges that you have, your whole life can change. So we'll tap into the infinite blessings, the energy field of infinite blessings. Then the 10th topic I've kept as a kind of it's a topic of no topic. So the power of agenda-lessness. We don't always have to have an agenda. We can just sometimes show up and trust what needs to happen will happen. And chances are it'll be or maybe more powerful than some of the other sessions. Then the magic of storytelling and poems. I'll be sharing some stories and invite you to be a master storyteller of your life as well. And we might even practice some writing, creative writing together. Let's see how it goes. Then co-creation of the power of asking. There's a real power in community and groups. And when we can share with them what we're trying to create or where we're feeling stuck, we can tap into that power. So there's a nice TED talk I saw about, it says, isolation is a dream killer, not motivation. We think we lack motivation, but perhaps we are actually not as connected as we, because most people who actually end up succeeding often succeed because there are other people who cheer them on or who support them. So how can we tap into the power of community to co-create the kind of, well, whatever vision we have for ourselves, for our families, for our work, for our life. So that'll be an interesting session as well. We might have some chanting and sacred sounds. I've written this one a second time. We're studying wisdom, literature, and teaching. We'll explore these as well. Emotional integration and trauma release. No matter how well you've lived, chances are you've been traumatized in some ways. Nobody gets away from it. And in any case, you're going to be meeting people throughout your life who have had difficulty processing some of the events of their life. So what are some of the tools we can learn that will help with trauma release and emotional integration? And then practices for reflection and contemplation. Like I said earlier, writing the book of your own life. How can you learn from every day? And accessing collective wisdom through dialogue and silence. You learn about this. You know, this sometimes may sound a little bit, what does it mean? But as you start doing it, you'll realize it's really powerful. And especially a little bit later in the course when we feel much more aligned, this will happen quite effortlessly. And then of course, integration and then celebrating our journey together. This is broadly what we'll be covering over 72 sessions and 9 months. And I mean, this can be tweaked a little bit here and there. And it may not be as linear as it looks here. It'll a little bit be mixed up here and there. But so think of this as a semi-structured course. It's structured, but it's also slightly unstructured. And I believe that we should keep it a little unstructured. So that gives room for grace and room for emergence. Otherwise, we get too wedded to our syllabus and our curriculum. So this gives you a good idea of broadly some of the topics we'll be covering. We have structure. We know what times we're meeting. We know for how long we're meeting. And what precisely we'll be doing within that. We have some idea, but not completely. And so there are those of you who like structure. So hopefully some of that need is met. And those of you who actually prefer being more spontaneous and unstructured. And hopefully that is also being met and catered to in this kind of course. All right, how to make the most of this course? Mark your calendar beforehand so that you don't have any calendar conflicts. Attend all sessions, either live or recorded, and mark your attendance. You can get in touch with Lata and share your attendance. We'll share with you how to do that. I'll not give you assignments every time, but once in a while I will give you some assignments. So do make sure to complete your assignments well in time. I'm usually quite, I don't give you unreasonable assignments. But don't wait till the last minute, and you shouldn't have a need for a reminder for those assignments. We'll have a Telegram group. I think most of you already are part of that. So actually two Telegram groups, and one is for community, one is for just announcements. So engage with the others in the community group and share your experiences, share your challenges. It's when each one of us is willing to be vulnerable and share what's actually going on, that's what creates the culture. That's what gives other people permission to also show up. So be there for each other. And if you happen to live in the same city as people, it's a 9-month course. So why not once in a while meet people and maybe meet as a group as well. It'll be great. Practice and revisit important learnings in between sessions. So while we do have 4 hours a week, in between also revisit some of the learning. Everything's recorded. You can always go and check the recordings. You can ask for some clarifications. And in addition to what we are doing, I would really like you to keep an appointment with yourself for at least an hour a day. What can you do in that hour? I usually recommend some exercise, some meditation, and some reading, but you can structure it any way you like. If you prefer doing some artwork, if you prefer listening to music, if you prefer doing something else. So you can tweak it the way you like, but this is what I call my space. This is your opportunity with yourself, opportunity to be with yourself. So take out an hour a day in addition to everything else And think of this not as time spent, but as time invested. And you will find the quality of the rest of your day is dramatically enhanced by that little exercise and meditation and inspirational reading. I invite you to be attentive to your dreams and inner nudges during this course. I do find a lot of guidance coming to me over the years. Dreams give me a lot of guidance. And some of you, you already do it, and some of you struggle with that. So before sleeping at night, make an intention that I will remember my dreams tonight. I will remember my dreams tonight. They'll stay with me. And chances are you will. And so I invite you, for such a deep course, which is 9 months long, it is quite likely that you will have some processing that also happens while you sleep. So pay attention to it. And the real expert on your dreams is going to be you. While you can always ask me and others, you're going to be the real expert on your dreams. So trust your own guidance. And sometimes what I've done is if a dream is not clear, before sleeping the next night, I will make an intention, please clarify that dream. And it actually works. So try that. This is important. Be attentive to the slightest changes and improvements that you notice. Catch yourself doing it right. It's a long course, and sometimes you can wonder, is anything happening? Catch the smallest shifts. You're a little bit more patient than usual. You're a little less reactive. You're a little bit more proactive. You are putting others first. You're more compassionate. You're being a better listener. Smallest little shifts you see in your behavior, in your way of thinking. What you focus on expands. So if you focus on progress, then you do progress. If you focus on, oh, nothing much is changing, I'm doing such an intense course, but nothing's happening, well, then that becomes true for you. So notice how your focus determines your experience. It's very important for you to clarify your doubts and ask questions. Do not hesitate to say, I don't understand. And I'm willing to go over things again and again and again. But of course, sometimes we just need some time. Sometimes, even I have sometimes not understood things immediately. And sooner or later, they come back and they make sense. So, but do ask, because every time you neglect asking and you feel, oh, that'll be stupid if I ask, nothing stupid. Even if you have joined me for the first time or you've been with me for a very long time, never hesitate to ask. I will never judge you for asking that I don't understand. Could you repeat that? I'm not going to judge you. And even if I do, go ahead and ask anyway. It doesn't matter if I judge you. Avoid groupthink and peer pressure. So be real about what works and what doesn't work. Just because something works for me and I like it doesn't necessarily mean it'll work for you or that you like it. So let's be honest. Nitya, this is helping, this is not helping. And that in this way, you contribute to, don't just have to put on a kind of a spiritual face and say, oh, everything's great, everything's wonderful. Or maybe certain things are not so wonderful. Or maybe you misunderstood them. Maybe you didn't quite understand what I was saying. So it's nice to be clarifying our doubts and also avoiding peer pressure and being real as we go through this course. And also be a sangha, a community. Sangha means conscious community, encouraging and supporting each other in exceptional ways. I have seen in my other long-term courses, a lot of life can happen in 9 months. People die. People get married. People have kids. People get sick. All kinds of things happen. People get injured. You know, people get laid off. Who knows what's going to happen in the coming 9 months? So it's important for us to be there for each other in whatever way we can, even though we're a virtual community. In any way that you can support each other, ask for help, ask for support, and let's be there for each other. That's what makes it a real sangha. And of course, be an active participant, not just a passive observer of this course. Before I go further, let's just take a minute of silence. We've been talking quite a bit. Take a nice deep breath. Yeah, so the power of pause, while we'll be learning many things, it's ultimately a journey from here to here. It's you connecting with yourself and trusting your own inner guidance, right? So yeah, these are some of the ways that you can make the most of this course. And if you have any further suggestions or ideas, you can share them in the chat or in the Telegram group that we have. Any other details? So this is just some basic housekeeping things, like you kind of know this, but I'll repeat it. We're going to be meeting on Mondays, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And also on Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And we'll be doing this for 9 months. I would recommend you join both sessions live. If you can't do both, join at least one live. Hopefully at least one of those times work for you. Else watch the recordings and let us know the attendance code so we know that you're with us. Clarify doubts, be in touch. We have two Telegram groups. I hope you've already joined both. Community group is where everybody can post. And we've learned to create two because sometimes important admin posts get lost in the discussion. So we have a separate admin only group where all important announcements and Zoom links and any other thing is shared over there. You would probably have already received a Zoom meeting link. Otherwise, it'll be shared again in the Telegram group. And this would be in your email now. So it's a different link from the one you have now. This is a webinar. That'll be a Zoom meeting link. And so I encourage you to keep your video on if possible. And that allows us to interact with each other and see each other's faces. There'll also be a teachable group where you will find the recordings and the resources. You'll get a link to that in the coming days. Lata is responsible for your attendance and any other admin-related work. Details are here. This document I'll share with you, so you'll have all this information. The main resource person is Padmaja, who's helping me organize this course. That's her details. And of course, I'm the facilitator and guide. You can just call me Nitya. Some of you may not be familiar with how to address me. It's just Nitya. And that's my email. And yes, you can also look me up because I keep sharing things on YouTube and Instagram. I have a website called belucid.in. On Telegram itself, there's a page called Hada Yoli. We can share links to all of this with you. And on SoundCloud, there are many talks. So in addition to what you're learning, these are some other places that you can be in touch if you like. So my intention for all of you is may this course unlock potentials that you never imagined existed and quench the most primal thirsts of your being. May you be self-realized and self-actualized. May you be nothing definable and yet everything that you can be. May you be transparent to life as life, living life. And that is what I wanted to share with you. I'm going to be giving you this document. This is the broad recognition of what this course is about and the overview of some of the things you'll be practicing. I'll send this to you. Great. So let me stop the share. Would anyone like to ask something? Put it in the comments or raise your hand and I'll unmute you. Question answer, we have a question. Did you mention the timing of the session? So the timing of the session I mentioned just now, you might have missed it. So timing of the session is 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. on Mondays and 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursdays, India time. Yeah. Any other question? Let me unmute. Anita Ashwath, would you like to ask something or share something? How has the presentation been? Has it clarified things for you?
Yes, it has, Nitya. Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be on this journey. What a way to begin the new year and deepen our experience of living. Thank you very much for this.
Lovely. So good to have you. And you were also there with me on the light body activation course. So good to have you for this longer course as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Lovely. Would anybody else like to ask something or share something? Let me ask someone. Shreya Sharma, want to say something?
Hi, Nitya. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Shreya.
So I'd done the LBA course, and one thing which was the biggest takeaway was that the discipline that I received in that course, and even after the 1 month, I could manage to wake up early, and I really caught myself with surprise, and I was very proud of myself. However, in the last 1 month, I've become so lazy, like
with a vengeance, with a vengeance.
So I think this 9 months is going to be a fantastic journey, A, because there'll be discipline again, and B, that there'll be a stronger community because we'll have each other, you know, for 9 months at least to start
Correct.
With.
So true.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you
Wonderful.
Very much.
And what part of what I shared today would you find most interesting or exciting that you're looking forward to?
So, you know how... you know, a lot of times we're told you write down your intentions and then you spoke about conscious unintention. I do write my bit of what is it that I want to manifest in my life. But a lot of times I've realized that I really don't know. And I feel I'm a lot more at ease when I just leave it and surrender to, you know, the universe or the higher self. Because it's like, you know, it's like giving the responsibility to the manager. That okay, I
Correct.
Trust you. Now you do it for me. I think that bit really resonates with me.
Perfect. Makes sense. That's all. I would agree with that. And it's nice to balance between. Sometimes you do have a very strong intention. It's okay to get clear about that. And sometimes you just want to trust and just things will work out. And they do.
Yes. Thank you.
Beautiful, Shreya. Lovely to have you with us. And let me ask somebody else. Zara, do you want to say something?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Zara. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this for all the reasons everyone said. But to be honest, the most important thing for me is conscious community. It's something that I only discovered last year through your programs.
Yeah.
And I realized then how much I, you know, sort of, you know, using suffered as a colloquial word, just saying that suffered for the lack of a community. Right?
Yeah.
Where everyone has similar goals and is kind of looking to, you know, live in the moment. Everything is perfect. Everything can be improved, that kind of thing. Right. And I think community makes a huge difference, Nitya, because we can't do it alone.
That's true.
And
that's
very
true.
You can sit in a cave and you can think that you're a very calm and enlightened person. But when you come down the mountain, everything comes up again, right? Because you're meeting people. So I'm looking forward to practicing with people and really learning from them.
Fantastic. Great intention. And we can make you one of the community mascot, given your enthusiasm.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Zara. Who else would like to share? Sairi, do you want to share something?
Hi, everyone. I think... I am beginning to look a little like furniture, but I think this has become part of my life. And I guess, you know, like what you said, there are small changes and they keep happening all the time. So honestly, there's no like a big goal or anything, but I think it's just that's very enjoyable.
Beautiful.
And I, to be honest, I'm really surprised to see, you know, like a structure to this. And, you know, like I totally loved it. But I was like, wow, like, you know.
Even I was surprised when I woke up one morning and suddenly a structure came. Because even I'm, you know how I normally do things.
So, but I'm so glad I'm doing this. And I think... So I'm somebody who really loves like rigor and structure and like being on the go. So I'm looking forward to like having to do this. So yeah.
Lovely. And you also have a lot of experience with community building. So can you give us one insight from your years of building communities? What can help us build a strong community?
I think a lot of safe space to share. I think community is all just a safe space to share. And the truth is we're all connected. Like the source code of all communities is the same. Like if you want to sort of, you know, scratch the surface, turns out like we all will be the same.
What helps create safe space?
I think it's a practice, to be honest. Like, it doesn't happen on day one, but like with the Rigpa community, it's already happened. Like, we come and say all sorts of things very openly. And I think we are truly ourselves in our communities. You know, sometimes we're not even the same person with our families because there's a protocol and there's like a, you know, structure. I think if you consistency matters. So I love that you come every day, do all the 72 sessions. So I know it, like, it sounds very strict, but it helps. You know, retention is a big thing.
Brilliant. Great. So you can also help keep us on track and help us create safe space.
Thank you.
And this little thing, like, for example, in one of our Rigpa groups, whenever someone posts something in Hindi, then somebody said, hey, can we translate it? Because there are people here who don't understand Hindi, right? A little thing, but it shows that we care and we want everyone to feel included. So like that, these are little things and we can all participate in that. Thanks, Airi. So one of the things that I know about creating safe spaces is what's called the norm of confidentiality, which means what happens on our calls, what happens in our Telegram group, it remains there. We don't go around talking about it to other people. And we also don't give unsolicited advice. So this is something which will create a strong container for us. So what happens in our tapas group stays in our tapas group. We don't go discussing it in other groups. We don't build an image about people based on that. It's a time for us to, it's okay, we can ventilate. Sometimes, you know, in actual retreats, people even break down and cry. And when somebody wants to go and console them, I say, no, don't console them. You can just sit next to them. Don't tell them to stop crying. It's okay. No, it's all right. Just be next to them and let them go through their process. So in a deep session like this, it may happen. Sometimes tears will come. Sometimes fears will come. Sometimes anxieties will come. Sometimes over-enthusiasm will come. All kinds of things will happen. And can we just allow ourselves to go through that without creating an image around ourselves or others? That's an element of safe space as well. Sanjeev Sethi. That must be...
Yes.
Sanjeev. Yes, I can hear you.
I'm very happy to be here. And, you know, I've been involved in reading spiritual books for a long, long time, but always missing the action part. You know, I don't like to just have intellectual knowledge. I like to, and we all, like, this kind of programs helps me put some actions around what I've learned. And nice. As you say, it's a program of action, and the way you structure it, it really helps with the action part also, not just having a webinar and listening to all the beautiful things. And when the time comes to act, you are still at the same place as you were before.
Very true.
So yeah. It's very important for me to the way you structure it.
So you're looking forward to the practical application part of these teachings.
Correct.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And just
and
to,
so
and
yeah, go ahead.
Last, I agree with you on that safe space point of view.
Yes.
Like years ago, I've been part of some 12 steps programs, and they also follow the anonymous part of it. Although it's very important for us to share with our family and colleagues about this program, but at the same time, we need. I feel that. We can be more open to each other and create a safe space only if there is a mutual understanding of anonymous part of that, which is very important. And that's
so we don't bring up the names of anybody who's shared, oh, they're the lady in our course, she said this. No, we don't have to take that. We don't have to talk about that. We don't have to get into the specifics. So like this, it creates a safe atmosphere that I can, in the Telegram group or in the webinar, in the Zoom meeting, I can be more open. And then as one person is more open, other people get the confidence. Oh, really? Can we go there? Can we really talk about that? And that really opens it up beautifully.
I'm happy to
Thank
be
you,
here.
Thank you, Sanjeev. Great. Lovely to have you here. One of my favorite quotes is, while it is our divinity that attracts them, it is our humanity that makes it accessible. What a great quote. So each one of us has a divinity, has a beautiful light. And that does attract people. But sometimes it feels like, wow, this person is so amazing, so bright, so inaccessible. But then when you see, oh, they also have their own, you know, human frailties and flaws and little, you know, shadows and little quirks. They say, okay, maybe I can also do it. When someone's too perfect, it seems out of reach. So I like that quote because we are being as well as we are humans. We are human beings. So there's the human part of us, which is forever arriving. And there's the being part of us, which never even left. It's always been home. Great. Anybody else? Monica Bansal, want to say something? You can unmute yourself, Monica, if you want to say something.
Hi, Nitya. Am I audible?
Hi, Monica. Yes.
Thank you so much for this course. I'm really in gratitude to you. I've been in the alignment, expansion, and flow group, and then LBA, and it has really shifted a lot in me. A lot. And yes, I have heard recordings of those, and every time I just hear the recordings, and then something just shifts in me. Like, it's so amazing. And I'm really so excited and truly wonder, like, what contribution will this be to me? And something magic will definitely be created.
Well, with that intention, it's bound to happen, with that kind of enthusiasm. Great. Good. Looking forward to having you, Monica.
Thank you so much.
Lovely. All right. Does anybody else have anything to ask or share? But if not, then it's getting a little late. I'll let you guys go. You can raise your hand. Do you know how to raise your hand? There should be a button somewhere. Raise your hand. I'll give you a chance. Otherwise, put it in the chat. Kavita Prasad, do you want to say something?
Hi, Nitya.
Happy Hi, Kavita. New Year. And to you.
Okay. So as you know, have been a part of LBA, and I am a person who is very meticulous when it comes to taking down notes, practicing all the exercises. I think I would be one of the few persons who is still practicing Falun Dafa, so I can proudly say that.
Fantastic.
And the Doin, of course. But when it comes to implementing the practicality, as somebody mentioned a while ago, when the emotional upheaval occurs or something of that sort, that's where I tend to lose my learning. And this would be extremely good that we are going to be consistent for the next 9 months. So the practice is on and you can implement it on a daily basis, because that's where I tend to lose touch. So I'm really looking forward to
Fantastic. This. What a lovely intention. In fact, one of my teachers, I think you've heard me say this, he used to say that what you call practice is not practice, it's preparation. So all these, you know, the calls like this and our 2 hour session, these are not called practice, they're called preparation. It's in the moments that we get triggered, when unwanted things happen, when wanted things don't happen, when our ego gets triggered, that's where the real practice happens. And while we can still get triggered, like even I get triggered sometimes, we know progress when we don't remain triggered. Like earlier, I would get triggered and I'd remain triggered for a long period of time. I'd become a victim and say, oh, that person did this. But now I realize that, no, I'm actually a victim of my own thinking. I'm actually a victim of my own reaction. I'm actually a victim of my own ego. And ego has its own good parts as well. But in some ways, when I get into very survival mode and self-preservation mode, when it's not required. So it's really the progress is not that you never get triggered, but how quickly you come out of it. And also how earlier there was, the trigger went very deep. It was so deep and you felt like life is hopeless and nothing is worth anything. And now you realize that's just a thought. And while you'll still be unpleasant, it's not as deep anymore. So in terms of length of time, it's reduced. And the depth to which it affected you is also reduced. And how quickly it gets washed away. And you can come back to loving kindness and compassion for yourself and others. And that's what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so have you noticed some of that, Kavita, with your triggers?
Yes. So earlier it used to kind of play like a tape recorder again and again and again. Now I can kind of, you know, come back to my centering and like what I'm doing.
Right. So that's progress. Yeah, so that's progress. So you shouldn't have this notion that, oh, just because I'm meditating and doing these sessions, I'll never get triggered. You will still get triggered. But the fact that the amplitude has reduced and the frequency has reduced and the length of time, all of those things have reduced, that's progress. And that is a very significant, very real progress. It'll keep going in that direction.
Thank you so much, Nitin. I'm sure the Sangha is going to keep it on and on and on.
And we can share. We can share in our groups. And if we do get triggered, say, oh, today I really lost it. And I'm sure people will have something to say. And hopefully there'll be some humor as well, so we can laugh about it.
Thank you.
Like one of my teachers, if you would criticize him, he'd say only this much. sit down, let me tell you more about me. And he would say, like, you know, it's the wise person is, how did it go? There's a nice Buddhist teaching on this, that when you tell the foolish person, or the foolish person says, when you ask them to say something about others, they can go on and on and on about what they don't like about that person. But you ask them what they like about the person, they'll not have that much to say. And the foolish person, you ask them about themselves, they'll go on and on and on about their awesome qualities. But you ask them what they don't, what's not so good about them, and they'll have very little to say. And the wise person, when talked about and asked about others, can say a lot, go on and on and on about their amazing qualities. But when asked about their bad qualities, they tend to not have much to say. And with their own stuff, they're very comfortable revealing. They can go on and on and on about the things they're still working on and all the mistakes they've made. They're very comfortable revealing it. But when asked to talk about their good qualities, they tend to be a little bit more modest. Of course, this is, I think it's nice to also talk about our own good qualities. I don't think there's something bad in that. But in the Buddhist scriptures, it's an interesting notion about how we, through our speech, we can learn something about each other. Thanks, Kavita. Good. So I think with that, let us conclude. Let's take a minute of silence before we end. Tuna. Nice deep breath. We can make a nice mayurma. Take your hands up. Sending good wishes. Infinite blessings to each one of you. Maybe make the most of this course together. 9 months, mayurma. May it be a rebirth into our true nature. Self-realization and self-actualization. Lots of love, and we'll see you for our session starting tomorrow. Be well. Take rest.